tell you good, give you a clean piece of, I'd say rag. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say in that day. Give me a piece of clean piece. Give me a piece of clean piece. And I'd wrap it around the coil, you know, then stop my jugger. Mm-hmm. Then later on after that, maybe your wife would give you a quart jar. Sometimes she'd give you a half a gallon jar that she wasn't using to take you some water out while you know, mm-hmm. working there. Or sometimes she'd ask you come in and have a good dinner. She'd give you a quart of water mm-hmm. to drink. Set that on the table side of you, mm-hmm. like you set a glass now. Mm-hmm. And you drank much water then for dinner, you know. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting there, a quarter jar there beside her, just like you set a glass mm-hmm. now.
This bucket, what was that made out of?
Bucket? Mm-hmm. Oh, it was made out of, I would say in them days, tin. Mm-hmm. And then some nice proper bucket was made out of, in them days, cedar. Mm-hmm. It is a nice bucket. Mm-hmm. It had a brass hoops around it to hold it together, you know. Mm-hmm. As you build it, then you'd put them hoops around to hold it together, you know. Mm-hmm. Then you'd have a nice bucket, mm-hmm. which that bucket was very popular in them days, cedar, huh?
I said, yeah, the water tastes good out of those cedar buckets.
Mm. Sure. And then sometimes your mother, your father, your grandfather would have golds. Mm-hmm. They were very popular for the drink out. You'd have them golds for your labor to drink out as they draw water from the cistern when they come in to noon. Them golds would be out there while they're drawing the water, getting ready for lunch. Them golds would be there for them to drink water, you know, mm-hmm. your labor.
What would you have to keep in the kitchen to throw scraps for the hogs in? What would you call that?
Slop. Hmm? You'd call that slop.
What would you call the thing you'd put it in?
My slop bucket or my slop can.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the big thing you'd have out in the yard for heating water to boil your clothes?
Pot. Throw that in my wash pot.
Mm-hmm. And something you could have for heating water for tea in.
For heating water for what?
Tea.
Tea.
It had a spout to it.
Oh, she talking about a cold pot. I reckon some of them have stone jars to heat it in.
What's your name?
Tea. To heat your water in for tea.
For tea, mm-hmm. drinking tea.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't have. You mean now that back in them days, you didn't have nothing like that. You had, you had. Your mother made a tea. She made a sarsaparilla tea. Mm-hmm. She made a sage tea. Mm-hmm. And she'd make that in the same materials. It was a tequila, something handy, you know. But in them days, we didn't have such that. We had something you could make sarsaparilla tea in, was very popular, mm-hmm. or sage tea. Mm-hmm. And we're down late through time. The white people's had tea. Mm-hmm. The black man didn't drink none then. Mm-hmm. I got a boy 65. Years old. He's in St. Louis, very popular. Mm-hmm. Have a nice family up there. Good. Mm-hmm.